K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, K-State Nation, back again for the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University's Women's Postcast on Sunday, December 21st, 2025. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the podcast, which you can find wherever using your favorite podcast. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Audio Boom, and so much more. Well. This was the 30th season that K-State's opened up Big 12 play right there in. And they had to open up against TCU, the defending Big 12 champions from a year ago on the women's side. Oh, by the way, ninth ranked TCU, by the way. And you lose. We lost by the count of 77-55 yesterday afternoon, late afternoon, in Fort Worth, Texas. And what stand out, TCU had a home, well, extends now the home streak, winning streak to 34 straight games now. They have not lost on that home court. I don't know when, but yeah, 34 now. It was 33 yesterday, 34 now. They're tearing sides, obviously, and Janessa Cotton had a big first game in the conference. Her first Big 12 conference game as a K-Stater. Janessa Cotton, I'm speaking of there as well. But you only get 10 points from sides there. And Cotton had a big day, 10 points as well there as well. But the graduate transfer, Olivia Miles of TCU, went off. Went off yesterday, 29, clearly the game high, K-State, let me go to my screen here real quick, 29 there, from Miles to get, TCU rolled, K-State, 77-55 yesterday, and K-State overall goes back to 500 there as well. Oh yeah, K-State goes back to 500, while TCU now it stays undefeated at 13-0. We already knew that going in, that this was a tough ask for this young squad there. For this one young squad, right? And look. I mean, TCU. I mean, last year, we fell behind at home, and then of course, I talked about that this past week on this show. Serena Sundell came off in the second half, propelled K-State there. But this is a different ask, and you don't know what you're going to get from a team like this. But and I had actually confident that they were going to put up a fight with TCU, just gauged on some of the we've had tough opponents already. North Carolina's of the world, the Ole Misses, the Texas A&Ms, right? TCU, they've been the top dogs, or one of the top dogs, in this conference for the last several years now, right? And K-State was only down 5 in the first quarter, after the first quarter, right? And I better get us off now when I'm thinking about it. And this is non-game related, but Jeff Mitty was still not happy with the way that the situation with Kennedy Taylor went down. And now I'm speaking of the extra eligibility alcohol, same thing like Jerome Tang had to deal with. I'll talk about that later on this week on the podcast. We gotta stay content for that matter. But yeah, back to the game specifically yesterday at hand, the Big 12 opener, K-State losing to TCU, ninth ranked TCU yesterday, 77-55. Eddie Greer, Purple Bunch of Podcast. All things K-State. Yeah, K-State lost by 22 in this game. K-State was only down 5. And then the game really got away from them in the second and third quarters. K-State, you only score 11 points in these quarters. That is not going to cut it. It doesn't help that you... Let me flip it over here to Olivia Miles. Yeah, Olivia Miles, 29 points. And then you have Marta Suarez go off for 20. Suarez was 7-16 from the field. Miles 11-18. That includes 1 of 3 from downtown. Suarez hit 3 from 7 from downtown as well in this ball game. And had another 1 in double figures in Clara Sevilla. Or Clara Sylvia, excuse me. Having 14 points as well. So you had 3 points. Now, what does it say? Let me see here. Oh. I don't know why it says that. I don't know why it has Silva twice on here. But anyways, yeah. 11, for K-State, though. K-State, 11 points. That's not going to cut it in these games. And, of course, you go blow with TCU in the fourth quarter, 18 apiece there as well. But, yeah, you lost these games in the middle frames there as well. So, yeah, for K-State there, yeah, Natasha Clausen started. So you had a starters side. You had a three-guard lineup in Gina Garcia, Brittany Herod, Taryn Sides, your forwards, Janessa Cotton, and Natasha Clausen. Clausen's only had 6 in this game, 3 of 10 from the field. Janessa Cotton, 10 points, already mentioned that, 6 of 9. But Taryn Sides, those 10 points, 3 of 13 from the field, 2 of 8 from downtown. You're blessed play. You need your star. You need your veteran player to be that player. That was not there. Azalea Arenas only had 3. Only had 3 points. Tessio was shut out in this one. Jordan Spieser only had 4 points. Only 1 of 7. Yeah, these are some ugly numbers here for Kansas State. Oh, baby. So, woo. So there's that. We take a look more inside the box score here on this 22-point loss by the Lady Cats here to TCU. 9th-ranked TCU yesterday down in Fort Worth, Texas. TCU 77. K-State 55. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here on this recap Sunday edition of this podcast. Eddie Greer here. Let me see here. I'm at K-State still, yeah. 17% shooting from the field. No. Ooh, that would... Well, 17% shooting from downtown. Mm-mm. 33% shooting from the field for K-State. 7 second chance points, 26 points in the paint, 8 fast break points, points off for turnover, 12 bench points, 14 there. And then, TCU, and allowing TCU to shoot 50% shooting from the field, 39% shooting from, 37% shooting from 3-point land there as well. So, yeah, it is. So, yeah, K-State off the hooks there. Well, not off the hook. They start off the Big 12 play on the bad side of the foot there as K-State now good falls to 7-7, 0-1 the Big 12. TCU across the board remains undefeated in the country there as well here. Let me see here. As, yeah, we'll stick with the positive here to wrap this postcast. As Jeff Minnie talked about Janessa Cotton on her debut in the Big 12. Quote, I thought Janessa had a really good moment, had some really good moments in today's game, and really did. I thought she battled in some stretches. I thought she really knocked that baseline jumper down that we spent some time on counting coming on into this game. I thought she had some really good moments, end quote, there as well. So, yeah, man, we'll get Coach Mitty's thoughts on his young squad in the Big 12 opener. Quote, I think too spotty at times. Olivia Miles got way too deep, too many layups, too many easy layups. Offensively for us, we seem to have good spots and not good spots. What I like was probably I thought our freshman did some good things. I thought Anaya Foy had a really good game. I thought Brittany Herod really battled in some areas. I thought Gina Garcia, while she had some struggles today, she did some good things as well. You know, she ends up with 7 assists. So she really does some good things well there. I thought Jordan Spieser, while she had some rough spots in this game, I thought she did do some better things defensively down the stretch. They're really good. They're very veteran. They play that way, and we don't play that way right now. We got to grow up quicker. We got to play beyond our years right now, and we have not done that well enough, particularly against a team like them, end quote. there's a lot to take from that, obviously, but yeah, man, yeah, I already spotted the obvious. This is a young team, and they're not off to the level of the TCU, anything like that, anything else like that. So yeah, it's still obviously the first game. You're gonna have some rough spots, obviously, and clearly offensively, they're gonna have to get it together there. if they're going to compete with the TCUs, the Iowa States, the KUs, the West Virginians of the world in this conference, right? So, but, yeah, they're all you can do is go from up. Go up from here. So, we'll see what happens as we get in deeper or as we get along into the schedule here as they'll come home to wrap up officially the K-State Athletics calendar year against Cincinnati, not this Wednesday, obviously, with Christmas around the corner. Next Wednesday, the close of the K-State Athletics 2025 calendar year against Cincinnati at home at 1 o'clock in Bramus Coliseum. So definitely, if you're in town, K-State Nation, for that, definitely come out and support your team there as well as they look to get on the board, winning in the winning column for the first time in the on the Big 12 side of things. Next Wednesday against Cincinnati again, K-State losing by 22 against ninth-ranked TCU yesterday down in Fort Worth, Texas. But count, ninth-ranked TCU, 77, Kansas State, led by Janessa Cotton, Terrence Sides, only 10 points, 55 in the Big 12 conference opener for Kansas State ladies basketball yesterday afternoon. Alex Zane out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from K-State. Not from K-State. Oh, my goodness. Not from K-State, but Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. And, of course, make sure you do go ahead and hit the like button, subscribe, like it. Every time we upload, update your content daily, y'all will be notified about that. Make sure you continue to spread the word about the Pearl Watcher Podcast to other K-Staters out there who are looking for more K-State podcasts to open up 2026 as we are get right around the corner with that as well. So, but we have still have unfinished business as well. Football's been busy the last couple weeks, so you want to make sure you're subscribed there. We're coming at you 7 days a week, including the weekends as well. So you want to make sure you're tapped into this podcast every day. We try to bring you the latest breaking news stories as well, as long as postcasts and recaps from all sports, K-State sports, like women's basketball, like women's soccer, like a women's volleyball, women's rowing. Yeah, we go all the way that far. That's well for this podcast. All right, we are at closes out. So again, K-State, Jeff Mitty and company lose their Big 12 home, well, not home opener, their Big 12 opener on the road at TCU yesterday. Again, we'll be back with more K-State content this week here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex A. out there, sitting in California. I'm coming from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you again for listening to another postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats.